Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on John Fasano, F-A-S-A-N-O. John Fasano is a 55-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 7/13/19. But at that time, an inspection plate blew off of an air check valve that was 14 inches in size. But the water pressure pushed him into a concrete column where he struck his back. But he was seen at the emergency room at Underwood. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation and treatment, he underwent surgery in the low back from L1 through L5 on 1/18/21. Pretty has completed his course of active treatment. Paired new paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Fasano alleged inspection plate blew off of the check valve and the water pressure pinned him against a concrete drum. Paired treatment records show he was seen at MedExpress on 7/15/19. Period. He was found to have abdominal pain and advised to go to the emergency room immediately. Period. He was seen at Inspire emergency room and underwent a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Fasano also complained of significant sewage ingestion. Period. On 7/19/19, he was seen by Dr. Balogun, B-A-L-O-G-U-N, at Spirit Urgent Care. Period. He gave more details, noting he and another co-worker were checking valves in a 30-foot by 40-foot room, which also was 30 feet deep. The valves occasionally got blocked with buildup. They initially checked the valve and thought it was clear. Upon inspection, but a plate blew, shot up 10 feet with rapidly filling material, which pushed both workers to the floor and against the wall, respectively. The room started flooding rapidly, and at one point, it was up to chest level. He had to submerge himself under the fluid repeatedly . He sustained a bruise to the right lower quadrant in his abdomen after falling into a valve. He had been to the emergency room already. He was initiated on infectious control precautions relative to hepatitis B. Relative to hepatitis as well as HIV, but he was cleared to return to work without restrictions on 7/29/10. His work up to date had included negative blood cultures from the emergency room. He was going to start vacation the following day, but was advised to call if he had any issues. In paragraph on 9/13/19, Mr. Fasano was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. Kirshner. He gave a diagnosis of low back pain, but he also referenced a thoracic MRI done on 8/23/19. They showed significant degenerative disc disease, hypertrophy of facet joints, and mild broad disc osteophyte complexes throughout the mid and lower thoracic spine. There was no evidence of herniated disc or significant spinal stenosis within the thoracic spine on these films. Appeared he also had a CAT scan of the lumbar spine that Dr. Kirshner wanted to review. Appeared he recommended a course of physical therapy and light duty. Period. The paragraph, the petitioner returned on 10/8/19, at which time Dr. Kirshner did have the opportunity to review the CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis that visualized the lumbar spine to some extent. Period. His interpretation will be inserted as marked. Period. He also commented on Mr. Fasano's diagnosis of splenic, S-P-L-E-N-I-C, cancer, and whether this could be the cause of his back pain. Period. He wrote, the mechanism of injury and the degree of pre-existing degenerative disc disease in the lumbar spine are the cause of his lumbar complaints. Period. He did recommend a course of physical therapy. Period. Dr. Kirshner monitored his progress over the next many months. Period. New paragraph, a lumbar MRI was done on 1/30/20 to be inserted. Period. He also was seen by pain specialist Dr. Kwan on 2/6/20 at the referral of Dr. Kirshner. Period. He ascertained a history of one other workers' compensation accident in 2017, wherein he had lower back pain and apparently a hand injury. Period. Dr. Kwan noted an epidural injection had been recommended on 2/4/20. Period. He then did perform such an injection on 2/28/20. Period. This was repeated on 7/14/20, comma 8/11/20, period. In paragraph, he also came into the spine surgical care of Dr. Shaw on 11/3/20, period. He captured the fact the petitioner did not request lumbar spine treatment until about 7.5 weeks after the injury on 9/3/19. However, he stated he had been having pain in the lower back since the date of injury. He had seen Dr. Kirshner and then Dr. Kwan, who administered several injections. At this time, Dr. Kirshner was recommending lumbar spine surgery in the form of decompression laminectomy at L2-3, L3-4, and L4-5. Period. Mr. Fasano was complaining of pain throughout the entire low back, going to both legs, and with numbness in both feet. Period. Dr. Shaw diagnosed pre-existing lumbar stenosis, comma, lumbar verticillopathy related to the work injury, comma, and pre-existing lumbar asymmetric facet collapse. Period. He thought electrodiagnostic testing was indicated, as were plain lumbar spine x-rays. Period. EMG was done by Dr. HU on 11/8/20 to be inserted, make that 11/18/20. appeared, he followed up with Dr. Shaw on 11/27/20 to review lumbar spine films where they showed significant adult scoliosis deformity with approximately 20 degrees coronal plane imbalance with asymmetric facet collapse and rotational deformity to the left side with lateral spondylolisthesis at L4-5 and curvature from T12 to L5. Period. He then opined, given these findings, decompressive laminectomy surgery is likely to yield additional discomfort and the patient may need fusion surgery if he had significant destabilization of the spine with decompressive laminectomy surgery alone. Period. New paragraph. He followed up with Dr. Kirshner through 8/3/21 when he was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Period. 1/1/18/21, Dr. Kirshner had performed bilateral decompressive laminectomy at L2-3, L3-4, and L4-5. Period. He was cleared to return to full duty and to continue home exercise program. Period. Physical exam. He states he is retiring soon and wants to leave the state of New Jersey. Period. General appearance. He had healed open right carpal tunnel release scar from an old work injury. Period. Extremities lower. There was healed longitudinal scarring at the left knee, for which he underwent recently, that was injured in 1994. Pretty recently underwent total knee arthroplasty by Dr. Schoifet, S-C-H-O-I-F-E-T. Period. There was swelling of the left knee present. Period motion of the left knee was from 0 to 110 degrees of flexion. Period motion of the right knee as well as both hips and ankles was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Pin prick sensation was diminished in a right S1 distribution and on the medial aspect of the left calf, but was otherwise intact. The rest of that section is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He changed positions fluently, was able to squat and rise, but putting weight on the knees was painful. Period of spectrum revealed the midline 4-inch longitudinal scar consistent with his surgery. Period active flexion was to 75 degrees, comma extension 20 degrees, comma with bilateral rotation and side bending accomplished fully. Period was tender to palpation overlying his scar. Period supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 90 degrees. He elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period on the right at 90 degrees, no low back and radicular complaints were elicited. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 7/13/19, John Fasano was injured when an inspection plate blew off of a check valve and water pressure pinned him against a concrete drum. Period. He presented for treatment 2 days later at MedExpress. Plenty of abdominal soreness and associated symptoms. Pretty quickly referred to the emergency department, where he underwent several CAT scans and was to follow up with various providers, including his primary care physician named Dr. Petruncio, P-E-T-R-U-N-C-I-O. Pretty was then seen at Inspira on 7/19/19 for suspected exposure to other biological agents. Period, he had been a volunteer firefighter in Monroe. Period, he was referred to an infectious disease specialist. Period. He then came into the care of Dr. Kirshner, who had him undergo additional diagnostic testing relative to the spine. Period, physical therapy. was rendered as were injections. Period. However, he remained symptomatic. Period. Surgery was pursued, as noted above. Period. New paragraph. He reminded me that on 4/14/20, Dr. Kirshner prepared a supplemental report noting that the findings on the 1/30/20 lumbar MRI were not causally related to the 7/13/19 date of injury, dash, that they were chronic and long-standing. Period. He did recommend conservative therapy and did not believe surgery for the low back would be necessary or recommended with respect to the work injury. Period. As noted above, he did undergo surgery, followed by additional rehabilitation. Period. As of 8/3/21, Dr. Kirshner discharged him from care back to full duty. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be healed surgical scarring in the lumbar region. Period. There was slightly decreased active range of motion. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative and neural tension signs were negative. Period. He had diminished pinprick sensation in the right S1 and left medial calf distribution, but soft touch sensation was within normal limits. Period. He recently had left total knee arthroplasty by Dr. Scheufert. Period. His right calf circumference was substantively smaller than the left, which needs explanation. Period. New paragraph. There is 15% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. We are not in receipt of the actual operative report from 1/18/21, so the distinct postoperative diagnoses were not given. Period. One will have to infer them based upon his diagnostic studies. Period. And that will be the end.